I think what happens is we get wrapped up in the thought that I'm just a parent, right? And when you put that word just in front of anything, it totally changes your perspective. But yeah, I'm just a parent. My job is just a parent. But you forget, like we forget what we were really good at, what we enjoyed, what passion points that we have.
Hi, and welcome to Beyond Empty Nest. I'm your host, Jody Silverman, speaker, mentor, and chief DARE officer at Moms Who Dare. Every Thursday, I'll share stories of midlife transformation, happiness tips, and dare you to see the opportunities waiting for you so that you can make this next chapter even better than the last. If you're ready to dare, I'm ready to dare with you. Let's get into today's episode. Welcome to Beyond Empty Nest. We have a new friend in the house, a fellow empty nest coach. And yes, you're saying correctly. It's not just all about sitting here talking to moms and women. We're going to get dad's perspective from my new friend, Jay Ramson. Jay's background is in psychology, education, and he has a deep interest in love and helping people find their why in life and why it all plays an important role in his approach to personal coaching. Before he became a certified life coach, he spent 30 years in education helping people solve problems and finding a better way to move forward in their personal and professional lives. This is what he brings to the relationship with his clients. Oh, and of course, he brings his own empty nest experience along for the ride, as always. Welcome, Jay, to Beyond Empty Nest.
Thanks for having me, Jody. I'm excited to be here with you today.
I'm excited too. I shared this with Jay before we were. I get the privilege of getting to really chat with my guests before we hit record. But I want to share with our audience the fun way I found you and was introduced to you. So a fellow entrepreneur friend of mine who has known that I've been working in the empty nest space for years now sends me a text. Literally, it read, "Jody, this guy's killing it in TikTok in the empty nest space. You're going to love his messaging. You have to go follow him. You have to check him out." And when I ran over to TikTok, I loved what I saw. So we're going to drop links in the show notes below with links on how everybody can follow you on Instagram, TikTok, and where to find you. But Jay, say hi to the audience and, you know, share with us. You know, I read your bio. Bios are great, but really, how did this all come to be?
Yeah, thank you, Jody. And hello, everybody. Glad to be here. You know, I think my own experience came to be because it was my experience, right? That's how we all kind of get to this point in time. And for me, like, I didn't experience the traditional, I guess, empty nest, like what happened when the kids leave the nest right when they left the nest. You know, my son went off to college first, and then my daughter went off 2 years later. And I think that was harder for me. Son, easy. Daughter, not so much. But it really didn't hit to me until, like, we got stuck with the pandemic. The kids came home. They were home for a little bit. And it was really when they started to actually launch as adults, not so much the college, but when they launched as adults. And during that time, when they launched as adults, my wife took a new job. We moved. We lived in North Carolina for almost 20 years after being, you know, from New York originally. We went down there to raise the kids. And yeah, that was fabulous. It was great. She takes a new job. I pivot out of education, become a life coach. And literally within 1 week, we moved my daughter into her adult apartment and my son into his adult apartment. And then I was left with, like, what now? Right? Because we had moved. Was a year, kids have launched, and I was the logistics guy, Mr. Logistics. I still am, but not to the same degree. So that's kind of how I came to be. And I kept feeling like I kept attracting people who were that same. Like, what do I do now? Like, what's my purpose? I think is where I ended up coming at it from. So,
yeah, no. And I know that so many people in the audience can relate because I have the community. A lot of audience members know I have a community called Moms Who Dare. It's a Facebook group. And I also have Moms Who Double Dare, the membership. And when people join the Facebook group, when the women join, they're asked a question, you know, what's your biggest challenge? And what are you hoping to gain from this community? And really, one of the biggest things that they all say, and they all say it in different ways, but it all comes down to, I just don't know what I'm supposed to do. It's like, now what? Like, now what do I do? Like, what's my purpose? What's my meaning? Because it's, we as parents wrap up so much around who we are and our identity around that role of being a mom, a dad.
And that's right. Yeah.
Many. I'm getting, we're going to keep this real. I'm getting like a little ding, which is weird because I have everything turned off. Okay, we'll just roll with it.
Yeah, roll with it. Yeah. No, I think what happens is, right, we get so wrapped up in being like Billy's mom or dad or Susie's mom or dad. And, you know, especially if you go all in and you're a super parent who is like really involved in your kids' lives. I know some are, some are. But when you get to that point and you're super involved, it's 18 years. And then it's like you get fired.
Yeah.
Like the kids leave and you're like, okay, you're fired. Thanks for being a parent.
Right.
Right. And your whole identity gets wrapped up in the role of being a parent instead of being who you are.
Yeah. And I think, and I want to say something about that in a minute, because it's going to lead into our topic today, which is, you know, the topic of loss of purpose, and that how you're really not defined. And you're going to share with us around how you're really not defined as your role as your parent. You're going to give some mindset and some other ways of talking about it. But I wanted to go back and share another thing that we're very, that we have a similar synergy or in our experience of empty nest is, I too, and I share this a lot in the group and with the moms, I too didn't find them going off to college really sad. I was excited. I was excited for them both. You know, my daughter was so, she was the first. My son was 3 years behind. They were excited. I was excited for them. I was excited to watch them become. I had a great college experience. So I'm like, oh, they're going to have the best time. And when it really hit me was very similar to you, is my daughter was the first. And I'll never forget, she went to University of Maryland. And we went down. She graduated in May. She stayed in her apartment. She did not come home. And when her lease was up in July, we drove down. She loaded up our car with the stuff that wouldn't fit in her new apartment in Washington, D.C., loaded up her car, hugged, kissed, and drove away. And that's when it happened. I'm like, she's never going to live home full time again. And it was when the adulting started. That's when it happened. And again, for my son, he came home and lived with us, which was fine. You know, that it was great. He was doing his thing. And then when he said, I'm getting an apartment, I'm like, he's going real. And so it was for me the same thing. It was when they left for that adult life to start their own real life work. And that's when it really hit me that, wow, this just got real.
Yeah, so, it is. That's the time, I think. And everybody experiences it at different times, right? You know, depending on how many kids you have, how apart they are in years.
Yeah.
You know, some it's when the last one goes off to college. Some it's when first goes off to college, and you know, like us, it's for some of us, it's like when they start adulting for real. Because when they go to college, yeah, they're back at home and it's a little bit the same. It's comfortable. You're excited to see them, you know, often at Christmas break or the holiday breaks, you're ready for them to go at the end, right? Yeah. Because, you know, they're home and they're basically trashing everything because you've like, oh, this is perfect. I love it. It's nice and clean and everything's where I expect it to be. But when they do, when they go off to that adult life for real, and they're in their own apartments, it's like, what just happened? Like, what happened? Yeah.
You have to be more intentional about the about planning the time you spend together, because there are no more Thanksgiving breaks, winter breaks, spring breaks. And they're usually low man, low woman on the totem pole at work. So they're going to be working those holidays. So yeah, you have to be a lot more intentional. So
that's absolutely.
That's a whole conversation I really want to get into, because you do some TikTok videos and Instagram posts about how you are not defined by your role as a parent. Can you talk us into that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what happens is we get wrapped up in the thought that I'm just a parent, right? And when you put that word just in front of anything, it totally changes your perspective. But yeah, I'm just a parent. My job is just a parent. But we forget what we were really good at, what we enjoyed, what passion points that we have. You know, I've got a couple of clients who had kids early in life, right out of college. And they say, well, I don't know. I never had a chance to live life, right? And of course, you're going to get wrapped up in the thought that my role as a parent, and now I don't know what to do. And, you know, some of the things that I do with my clients, probably do the same, is really get them to realize, like, life doesn't end when you get to be in your 40s and 50s. It's really just beginning. And you just need to kind of get over the mindset of, like, it's done. I've got nothing else to do. I got fired from my job as a parent because the kids were off doing their own thing, paying their own bills, hopefully paying their own bills. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Fingers crossed that they're doing that. And so the mindset has to change. And I think that's the biggest struggle for empty nesters who kind of get stuck in that, you know, idea of my role as a parent is who I am, as opposed to me as a person is who I am.
Yeah. No, I love that. And I know you have some good tips on rediscovering yourself, but I have to address this. I said, your role as a parent never ends. I actually sell a t-shirt in our Daron shop. It says motherhood, a life sentence with a heart, right? Parenting, a life sentence. They need us. They just need us a little bit differently, right? I want to talk about that shift. We really go from the fixer of things to their coach. We go to their coach. We become their trusted advisor and their coach. I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be. So it is a mindset shift. Like, knock that mindset and that self-talk about how you are not their mom or dad anymore. You are not their parent. It's so not true. It's just different.
Absolutely.
It looks different. It feels different. And so for that, for the one person who's listening to this right now, and what's your best tips on rediscovering yourself so that you can lead yourself toward, I always say your purpose, like,
Yeah. It's a purpose is such a hard thing, especially if you don't, like, some people will say, well, my purpose was being a parent, purpose was being a mom, or my purpose was being a dad. And I get that. And if you really want to live into your true self and figure out what works best for you and, like, kind of live this best life now that the kids are gone, you do kind of have to rediscover what your purpose looks like.
Yeah.
And that's really, you know, a lot of times it's reconnecting with people who have been out of your life, right? Invite them back into your life. They may be experiencing the exact same thing that you're experiencing. So often, I think empty nesting is like the loneliest thing because nobody wants to admit that they're struggling with it, right? Everybody's like, what, are you kidding me? The kids went off. That's great. Like, that's your job. You should be celebrating. Yes, and, right? When you get so involved and wrapped up into it, you forget. So trying to invite others back into your life is a good step. Trying new hobbies. And trying to figure out what's one thing that you want to accomplish in this year just from a hobby standpoint is always a good way to go. And people say, well, you know, maybe that's not so fulfilling for them. Give it a try. You don't know, right? You don't know until you try, just like everything else. Yeah.
Well, and that's what the premise of daring is. Daring is stepping out of your comfort zone. I know you talk a lot about this, but stepping out of your comfort zone and getting a little uncomfortable, trying new things. You never know by volunteering or trying a hobby that you've always wanted to do. Maybe you used to love cooking, right? So go take a cooking class. You don't know who you're going to meet in a cooking class. You just don't know.
That's right.
You say yes and dare to do it.
Yeah. And it's true. Like a lot of parents will spend a lot of time volunteering. It's right back in the classroom. I have a client who just did that. Went back and actually went back to the kids' grammar school and is now volunteering again. And the joy that they're getting from being back with kids, because that was such a passion point for them, has been wonderful. Like, I love to see, like, oh, that's an aha, I can do that. Or how are other ways that I can help kids, you know, based on what I learned as being a parent, advocating for them in the judicial system, right? There's opportunities for that as well. Volunteering. I think people just get gun shy a little bit.
And it's hard. Look, and I love how you use yes and. That's like the number one tenet of improv.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yes and. Because if you talk to me, you say, yeah, but I'm going to, you can yeah, but yourself all day. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to be in your house and you're going to be crying and you're going to be upset. And we're not saying not to feel that. Feel it all. Feel it. It's real. The grief is real. The loss is real. I personally look at it as like, okay, what's your purpose? Your purpose is you.
Exactly.
Your purpose is you now. You need to let them go, right? We need to let them go, Jay, right? Your purpose gets to be you. And like Jay said, what's something you used to like to do? What's a hobby that you never did that you wanted to go do it? Go grab your wing woman, your wing friend. Go grab a fellow friend and do it together if you don't want to do it alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you don't have to. I think that's the biggest point, is you don't have to go it alone.
Right.
If you raise your kids and you had people that you connected with through sports or activities, right? They're all going through the exact same thing at this exact moment. And going back to the point, like, nobody wants to admit that they're struggling with it. Well, they probably are a little bit. And finding time for a coffee or, you know, book club or whatever it may be that you have to be able to reconnect with people, I think that's the biggest thing. Even if it is just to make a phone call, just get on a list and start calling people that you haven't talked to in a long time because you've been disconnected because you've been so connected to raising your kid.
I love it. I love it. So life is an empty nester. What kind of tips do you have for the empty nest? Look, because you're married,
correct?
Mm-hmm. And I have a husband. People out there have partners. Let's talk. I mean, I'm going to throw that out there for a little. Like, was there anything in particular that you and your wife were intentional about doing to navigate together as a couple?
Yeah, I think I think what we're intentional about is going back to something we did when we first had kids, right? Sometimes when you first have kids, you got to reconnect with your spouse, right? Because everything becomes about the kids.
Yes.
And so we were super intentional when the kids were about, you know, 3, 4, 5-ish to doing a date night, you know, once a month or once a week, whatever. For us, it was just pizza and a movie. Not something overly complicated. We made it simple. But just remembering to go back to that, right? Going back to the things we used to love to do as a couple to kind of reignite. Exact same thing. And I know not everybody has a partner or a spouse. But if that's the case, like if you're in that situation, you're looking to reconnect with your spouse or your partner, put date night back on the books. Be intentional about it.
Yeah.
The nice part now is you got a little bit more income. You can make it big, right? You can do trips. You're traveling right now. So
Yeah, it's a big deal for me. My husband, you know, he doesn't travel quite as much as he used to. He used to travel a lot. But I always knew that when the kids were gone, that I would just pick up my computer and go with him if I didn't want to be alone. I happen to like being alone, but I did share with Jay that recently, it's 4 months ago, we said goodbye to our 17-year-old dog.
Sorry.
It's been so sad and so empty in the house. And actually it's like another phase of empty nest for me because nothing's moving in the house now. I don't have kids there. I don't have my dog. And so I decided, you know what? I get to travel with my husband now because I have flexibility in my job. So for me, that's a big deal. So, you know, that's blurred background is because I'm sitting in a hotel room. I really didn't feel like having a bed in the background. I love what you said about go back to what you did as a couple. If you have a partner in your life.
Right. Absolutely.
And if you don't, what did you do with your friends? What did you do with your friends before kids entered, before you were a couple with somebody? But go back and our generation, we have photo albums. We still have photo albums.
Yeah.
Tucked away in boxes or in our cabinets and loose photos. And I read this once in an article in my local paper, Philadelphia Inquirer, many years ago. And there was an empty nest article because I think a lot of couples are like, uh-oh, now what? You know, now I'm looking like, when did you get here? And it doesn't have to mean the end. It's the beginning, but you have to get uncomfortable and you have to be willing to have hard conversations. But that article said exactly what you said, to think back of what you did, pull out photo albums and look back.
I love that idea.
Look down memory lane. What was your favorite, you know, activity, dating, when you dated? And so I think that's one of the best ways you can reconnect with your partner. And discover, you know, something you like to do, a new hobby. And if it turns into a job, great. You know, I think a lot of women, I'm going to talk to women here.
Sure, absolutely.
They say to themselves, well, I should work now, right? I'm like, I don't know. Should you? I'm like, do you need to? Do you have to? Do you need the income or do you just want the income? Should because society says that sitting at home reading a book is not the right thing to do? And I had a woman look at me and said, well, I don't really need that income, but I would like to earn an income. I'm like, okay, so what would you want to do? And you know what? She got a job in a local clothing store that she loved. And she leaves her job and she leaves it behind. She gets a little paycheck. She gets a discount on clothes. She's so happy.
Yeah, there's a big difference between like needing to work and wanting to work. Yeah. And I think that's the whole purpose part is like you want to find something that lights you up, right? The kids light you up, right? When they're in your life and then they move on. What's coming next that's going to light you up? What does that look like? And I think people forget that they really are in control of their lives. Yeah. Everything that they do is generated by their thoughts and their emotions around the thoughts that they have.
Yeah.
And once you start to dive into that, right, your thoughts and your emotions create everything, all your actions, all your results in life. And once you have a pattern where you can actually have better thoughts and emotions that are more positive about what you want to do and realize that you're totally in control, like life becomes this amazing thing at 40 or 45 or 50 or whatever it might be.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And I'm leaving it at that because you nailed it. And that's what you do. That's what you help your clients do. That's what you help through your videos because it is. It's about our thoughts and our mindset. I think what you shared about, you know, going back to what's something that you liked, a hobby or something, and just do it. Just do it.
Absolutely.
Just get started. Take one step. I love it. And like I said, we're going to drop all ways that you can follow Jay. Because so inspiring, so motivating. But besides, in addition to inspiring and motivating, just you give really great actionable tips that anybody can just take one step forward to figuring out what their new purpose for themselves is. So I encourage everybody to follow Jay everywhere. It's good stuff.
No, thank you. Yeah, my biggest thing is like for people is like, people say, oh, okay, you know, a journey is 1,000 steps and it's always the first step that's the hardest, but it really isn't. The hardest thing is actually having the courage to take the first step. And once you have the courage to be like, no, I want something different. I want to get out of where I'm stuck. That's really the key.
Yeah. And I know you have a really good resource for our audience. They can grab that link and the resource. You want to tell them what the resource is or should
Sure. Yeah. No, happy to do it. It's a free guide to empty nesting. It's called 10 Things Nobody Effing Tells You, because nobody wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
And the resource is great. There's just 10 tips and tricks in there that you can use to kind of go through. And if you download it, you end up on my mailing list and I send less things out. I don't spam people. Send lots of good stuff out about tips and tricks that they can kind of follow up. Mindset, things they can do, things to consider.
Awesome. Grab the resource. That's one of the benefits of this show. And then we always end with a dare. Every guest gives our audience a dare for the week. So what's your dare for our audience today?
All right. So my dare, it's all around getting comfortable with uncomfortable things. I even talk about this in one of my videos. I'm out, it's like 20 degrees. It's freezing cold outside at like 7:30 in the morning. I'm walking because I'm getting comfortable with doing uncomfortable things. So that's what I challenge people to do. But something you can do easy is for 5 days straight, end your shower with a count of 5 under cold water. It shocks your body. Mm-hmm. It tells you that you can, you know, tells your brain, oh, I can do uncomfortable things. And it's like a good primer. It's a really good primer. So that's my dare to your audience. End your showers, cold water, count of 5 for 5 days straight.
All right. I'm accepting the dare. I will start that.
You try it
with my morning shower. Yes, absolutely. I will do it.
There you go.
Even in really freezing cold Minnesota, I'm going to do it.
You could do it.
I'm going to do it. So, all right.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. I'll share it on your Instagram. So Jay, thank you so much for saying yes to being a guest. I just, there's so many other topics. I could sit here for hours with you and I see another topic coming on that mindset work. So, you know, you and I are going to do this again. I love this.
I love it. Yeah. Happy to come back anytime. Yeah. I appreciate being here.
All right, everybody. Listen, what landed for you today? Was there an aha? The purpose of this show is to offer you something through our conversations, through our stories, through our experiences that show you, number one, you're not alone, and that two, you can do this thing called life. So what was your takeaway? What was an aha? Head over and leave a review. Come over to the Moms Who Dare group. Go visit Jay, but leave us a review. It will help us share this episode with so many other people who need and desire this type of support. So subscribe to our podcast, follow us, and leave a review. And as I always say, dare on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Beyond Empty Nest. Head over to jodysilverman.com for full show notes, more information, and additional resources. Speaking of additional resources, I've got a great one for you in the show notes below. So if you've enjoyed today's show and are ready to embrace this midlife chapter, then you're going to want to grab our featured resource called the Self-Talk Cleanup Challenge. You may not think so, but to quote our friend Oprah, the one thing I know for sure is that negative self-talk and thoughts are what's keeping you stuck in fear and lacking confidence to take the leaps in midlife that you desire to take. When you grab this resource, you'll receive the exact exercise my first coach took me through. It's simple, yet powerful. In addition, I'll send you a few other tools and tricks to help you knock out the negativity when it shows up, thereby increasing your confidence and your overall happiness, allowing you to have fulfillment and fun in midlife. You deserve it. So go ahead and grab your copy of the Self-Talk Cleanup Challenge, and I'll see you next Thursday. Until then, dare on.